proud to be a nacho man.
Nachos are good.
Delicious.
Nachos are good.
Who wouldn't love Nacho Man, right? Macho Man, yeah, whatever. It's 2021. We're not in the day of Macho Man. We're in the day of Nacho Man.
You have Wolverine, you have Iron Man, the Hawk.
And then you got Nacho Man.
Nacho Man.
He's right there. And everyone's like, yay, it's Nacho Man.
I'm hungry. This is great.
This is great. Yeah, Nacho Man. So stupid. So dumb. Anyway, it's the Plan B Morning Show. We got to keep removing. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Nimbus. Cannabis, Medleaf Provisioning Center. They're amazing. We love them. And they support our dumb vocabulary every single day. For some reason, making you stupid. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do... Hey, here we go. This is a good one. Hillbilly briefcase.
Hillbilly briefcase. Hillbilly briefcase. Oh, it's a 30-pack.
Oh my God! You got it right. It's a case of beer. It's a case. It's a case of cheap beer. That's right.
Yes, I'm the smartest man alive.
You've never got it that quick. Yeah, yeah.
How do you get that so quick?
If you're ever out at the lake, you're out there tubing or cruising out, and you see a case of cheap beer, that's a hillbilly briefcase right there.
We get a lot of those.
Yeah,
hillbilly briefcase.
Oh, dude, I got a hillbilly briefcase in my fridge right now, man.
Yeah. Wisconsin, can't you get like a 60-pack?
Yeah, they got some big. They got like the carry-on luggage. That's what it is. So
that's so many beers. If you think about that, all right, 60. Like, how many beers? Like, if somebody sat you down, like, all right, drink as many as you can, Brock. How many could you put down?
See, it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm just sitting there, not as many. But I mean, there's been hot summer days where I'm like, oh my God, I drank.
Like, how many do you think your body could take? Like you just keep drinking until your body's like, nah, I just can't do it anymore.
I'm gonna say,
could you get 20 something maybe?
In a full day, absolutely, absolutely. But just sitting, I'd say just sitting, not moving. I think 12 beers would be like, all right, I'm done. I'm tapping out. But
that's a lot of beers.
On a hot summer day, like there's been a couple times we went up like Nuevo over at Ray's place. And man, all of a sudden, like the other day, I'm like, wait, where'd all my beers go in my cooler? I'm like, oh yeah, they went inside me.
So here's what, oh yeah, that's where inside of me.
In my body.
So here's how I always think about this analogy. And I'm just like, I can't wrap my head around it. Now imagine drinking 12 Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
Dude, why can it's the same amount of liquid. How can you drink 12 beers so easily?
Yeah.
But what, 12 Cokes, dude? Woo! You're dead.
Something about that beer, man. It's just, on a hot day, you're sweating it out. They go down like mama's
something
milk. Fantastic.
It, man.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah. Just know that if you see a hillbilly briefcase, the party's about ready to start, okay?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. It's not like walking into a party and it looks like there's a hillbilly meeting going on because briefcase, mm-hmm. briefcase, briefcase. You know,
hey,
it's going to be a good party.
You need to get a hillbilly briefcase for that ice fishing trip?
You kidding me? I'm going to be double-handed my briefcase. Back. This is a businessman doing business,
going on
man.
A trip.
Yeah, that's right. I got a business trip coming up, man. All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf. We'll be back.